When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff Kinsbach.
And I'm Patty Kinsbach.
And we're rocking the RV life across the northern part of the United States as we talk right now on this podcast. It's been a lot of fun. Been through Duluth. We've been through Bismarck. We stopped at Theodore Roosevelt National Park, which knocked our socks off.
Oh, yeah.
One thing about Theodore Roosevelt National Park, it is a lesser known national park. And a lot of people will pass on it. They'll say, we're not going to go there. And that keeps the crowds down. But you know what? I have not been to any other national park that had so many bison, in other words, buffalo, all over the place.
Oh, I know.
I mean, they were next to our car.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, we couldn't believe it.
They were so close, you could see all the flies on them.
There you go. Well, yeah, good note there.
Yeah.
But Theodore Roosevelt National Park, put it on your bucket list. It is definitely worth it. And you don't need reservations.
No, you don't.
To get in there.
Yeah.
Well, we decided to head on to Billings, Montana. I could live in Montana.
Oh, I know. I love that state.
It's gorgeous. The mountains and just the feel of Montana. It's got a great feel to it, you know?
It does.
Could easily live in Montana.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So we stopped in Billings, and we came across a really nice RV park. It's called the Billings Village RV Park. And the thing about it is, they don't put you next to each other. They space you out with your RV. In other words, you don't have a neighbor next to you. He's another space over.
Right.
I like that concept.
I know, because they weren't full. But another thing I really liked about that was it's all asphalt.
Right.
Of course, they have grass, too.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no dirt. So it was so clean. It just felt so clean.
Yeah, so hats off to them. We really appreciate it. But we were really contemplating whether or not we should drive down to Yellowstone. We want to get to Glacier National Park, and then we want to get to Seattle to visit our daughter, but we are right here.
Right. We weren't planning on Yellowstone, but we realized, wait a minute, we're so close.
Yeah, really. And when you really think about it, when a decision like that comes up, go for it. I mean, don't put it off. You may never get back to see Yellowstone.
Right.
We never know. So I'm really glad that we made a decision, but I was kind of coming down with a bad cold or something. And we thought, well, maybe we'll just hang out in Billings for a couple of days and then head over to Glacier National Park.
Then you started feeling better.
Yeah, I did. So on a whim, we decided to head to Yellowstone, and we didn't have any reservations.
No, we did not.
We had nothing.
No.
So this is what we did. Mm-hmm. We headed to Cody, Wyoming.
Yes.
I'm glad we went there.
Yep.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we got a place to stay in Cody for one night.
Right. I have seen more deer in the neighborhoods of Cody while I was riding my bike.
I know.
Than I've seen most any other place.
Yeah, isn't that something? I couldn't believe all the deer that morning were walking around.
Yeah, but it's really a really cool place. They got a lot of shops and everything. And then we headed into Yellowstone.
Yes.
So one night in Cody, and it was pretty easy getting a reservation there. But we needed reservations for Yellowstone. Otherwise, we couldn't go.
Yeah.
And you came up with a formula.
In Yellowstone, there's not a whole lot of campgrounds to choose from.
No.
Even though it seems like the season is winding down, it was still booked.
Right.
It was hard to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to get into this fishing bridge, and it was booked. And that morning, before we left Cody, I tried again, and I got in. So there must have been a cancellation. I was able to get in. So we stayed at Fishing Bridge RV Park, which is right in the middle, almost, of Yellowstone.
Good location.
Yeah, great location. From Cody to the east entrance of Yellowstone National Park, oh my gosh, was that beautiful.
It was an hour and a half drive.
That drive was incredible.
It was. It was like, oh, just one of these drives you'll always remember.
Yeah, and you go by all these big ranches. All, you know, they're all named.
They're called lodges.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a ranch, it's a lodge.
Oh, but, you know, they're just, you can tell they're these big homes and on the hills, and it's just absolutely beautiful.
I would imagine you need a lot of money to live in that area. But we took the drive to Yellowstone. We went to Fishing Bridge RV Park. How much did we spend? How much per night? We were there for two nights.
Fishing Bridge was $112.96 per night.
Now, I know normally we think that's excessive.
It really is.
But it's Yellowstone. There's no other choices.
Yes.
And you know what? I kind of feel that we did get our money's worth because it was newly renovated.
Oh.
They were cement pads.
Yeah, it was all cement. It was very nice.
Very clean.
And it was beautiful. There were trees all through it. It was so pretty.
Yeah, it was. The setting was fantastic.
Oh, it was. But the only problem, it rained.
Yes.
The day before we left, it rained, and it rained that night. And that next morning when he had to unhook everything, there was like 6 inches of water there.
Yeah, there was 6 inches of water because it wasn't on the cement where the utilities were. They were kind of like in the dirt.
Yeah.
And the dirt kind of sloped down a little bit, so there was a huge puddle. So here I am, and I'm thinking, you know, I got to unplug a 50-amp plug, and I'm not going to stand in water and do that because I don't want anything to arc and that be the end of my heart beating at a normal rate. So what I did is I found a log that was actually like a bunch of wood behind the RV, and I just kind of piled it up a little bit, and I was able to step on that and disconnect the water, disconnect the electric, and not get my feet soaked.
Yeah, and when you look around, all the sites were like that.
Yeah, they were.
They were all filled with water there, the hookups. In fact, what happened, the guy next to us who left, after he left, you saw he left something.
Yeah, he left his Y adapter on the faucet and part of his hose.
Oh, man.
So I didn't feel so bad because I've done that.
Yeah, he must have been so bummed when he got to his next place.
Oh, yeah, and his feet were probably wet besides.
Oh,
you
I'm
know?
Sure that had a lot to do with it.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, we arrived there, and you know, we're so glad that we went to Yellowstone.
We were. Oh, my gosh.
Because like I say, you know, we did it at the last minute, and you could probably do that too, but in the summertime, you might not be able to do that.
In the summertime, I would want to go
because it's fully booked, and we went during the week, and the crowds, it was still crowded, but they weren't as bad. I mean, I've heard of stories where cars are just lined up forever in Yellowstone.
Oh, that'd be tough.
You know, kind of do what we did if you can, you know, towards the end of September.
So after we got to the RV park and got all set up, we left and went to see Old Faithful.
Yes, we did.
Now, that was, how long of a drive was that to the
least an hour?
Yeah.
Took us an hour to drive to Old Faithful.
It was just an hour just to get there. Oh, my gosh. But it was beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I'll tell you, those geysers are incredible.
Oh.
You know, you hear of Old Faithful, and you think, oh, yeah. You know, the truth of the matter is, it is totally fascinating.
Yeah.
You drive. We drove in as it was erupting.
We did. We kind of caught the tail end of it.
And I told Patty, get out of the car. Check it out. I'll park real quick, you know. But it was fascinating seeing it go off. And afterwards, all it does is just steam and build up more pressure and more pressure and more pressure. And pretty much they know when it's going to go off next. And there is a schedule. There are several geysers there, not just Old Faithful, that you can watch, like Grand Geyser. We watched that one.
Yeah.
And they are super impressive.
Oh,
we were
just
totally blown away.
So there's wooden walkways and you can go see. So we went and saw the Grand Geyser.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
Geyser.
We saw the Castle Geyser.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were awesome. We were able to catch those.
Yellowstone lies on a super volcano.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, sometimes you'll read, there was an earthquake in Yellowstone. And scientists do believe that there will be an eruption again. Now, the last eruption was only 631,000 years ago. So, you know, I'm driving in and I'm thinking, You know, if it's going to erupt again,
oh,
it's going to be while we're here.
Yeah, right.
You know, but there is very hot magma underneath Yellowstone, and it heats up the groundwater well over boiling. And that trapped water causes the geysers. So there's a lot of thermal activity that you can literally walk through.
Yeah.
And you see pools of water, crystal clear water, that's boiling hot.
Yeah, you can see the steam coming off of it. Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you know, there are some tourists who are buffoons, and they'll try to go over and touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, boiling water.
Yeah.
Try that on your stove.
Yeah.
Have you lost your mind?
Oh, my gosh.
Luckily, we did not see anybody do that.
And, of course, no pets are allowed there.
No, you can't do that.
No. All right, I got some stats on Yellowstone for you. You want to hear it?
Yep, let's hear them.
Do you know that Yellowstone is actually 3,472 square miles?
That's a lot.
Yeah, and it's 2,221,766 acres.
Wow.
It's huge. It's larger than Rhode Island and Delaware combined.
I believe that.
And it's home to more than 500 active geysers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe all that underneath the ground there?
It's
crazy.
It's really crazy indeed.
Yellowstone Lake has 131.7 square miles of surface area and 141 miles of shoreline. It's the largest high elevation lake in North America.
And they really limit boating activities.
Yeah, there's also 290 waterfalls throughout Yellowstone's 2.2 million acres.
Well, I'll tell you, speaking of waterfalls, we went to Canyon Village. It is the Grand Canyon of Yellowstone. Definitely a place you got to put on your bucket list.
Yeah.
The waterfalls are awesome, as well as the beauty of the canyon. Many places to stop, but you have to go to Artist Point.
Yes.
Because
beautiful.
You see the entire canyon and all the colors of the canyon. And then at the end, at the far end of it, is that huge waterfall.
Oh my gosh.
Just knocks your socks
off.
Yeah. And needless to say, Artist Point is filled with people.
Oh, it was so crowded.
So we get in there and, you know, you're trying to fight your way to the railing to get a picture with that behind you.
Yeah, and I forgot the selfie stick in the car.
Right. So I said, look, I'm just going to ask somebody. And I see a guy, looks real friendly. And I said, hey, I said, would you mind taking our picture with that in the background? And I said, we'll do the same for you guys. Because he was there with his wife. We introduced ourselves to each other. And his wife was Penny. And she kind of helped him crop the picture,
yeah.
You know, because didn't really seem great with your iPhone.
Yeah.
But they were really nice people, and they were with another couple, Jim and Joyce. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to imagine all these people that were around, and everyone's trying to get near the railing and so on and so forth, and of all these people to ask for a picture, these people are from Cleveland, Ohio.
And that's where we're from.
Exactly.
We couldn't believe it.
No. And they knew me from being on the radio.
Yeah.
So needless to say, we all took pictures.
Yeah.
We all had some laughs.
It's amazing.
We had a good time. And Phil and Penny live in Idaho now.
Yeah.
Because they came out here and out west and they just fell in love with it. They moved out of Cleveland. They live in Idaho, and they have some land, and they're loving the life.
Yeah.
So good for them.
Yeah. And also, I just want to say one other thing. There are approximately 1,000 miles of hiking trails in Yellowstone.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, we did a little hiking because there were some other places that you go after Artist Point. Mm-hmm. Brink of the Upper Falls and Brink of the Lower Falls. Mm-hmm. Both are really great places to go, and you know, you get a really good look at the Grand Canyon of Yellowstone. The one that goes to the bottom of the falls is a third of a mile long hike, but it goes down 600 feet.
Yeah.
And I took that, I did it, and it has a bunch of switchbacks, and I thought, okay, I'm going to test out my new surgery here. But you know, I need the exercise.
I do too, but I wasn't feeling it that day. I
no.
said, you know what, I'm gonna wait. I kind of went partway down. I said, I'm gonna wait here. You go down and I'll meet you when you come back up.
And we both have been battling some colds.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah.
But I came back up and I was a bit winded, but I'll tell you, I felt great. It was
you
a lot of
fun. Great.
Yeah.
Because that was the morning that you took a walk from the RV over to the fishing bridge.
Right.
And that was a 2-mile walk.
Mm-hmm. But it was well worth it because the pictures off the bridge are fantastic.
Yeah. I texted you. I said, do you want me to come pick you up? You said, yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I can't get back. Uh-huh. I'm going to die on the way back.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, another important thing about Yellowstone, make sure you fill up with fuel before you go in.
Oh, that's right.
And make sure if you're going to buy groceries or have food that you buy them before you go in. Because everything is a lot more expensive in the park. Gasoline's $5 a gallon.
Yeah.
Diesel, I was afraid to look.
Yeah.
But and same with the groceries. You know, you can get limited groceries in the park, but for the most part, you really should fill up before you go in there, and you'll save yourself a lot of money. And also, yeah, a lot of the little towns outside of Yellowstone, like West Yellowstone, a lot of people think that's part of the park.
Yeah.
It's not. Same with Gardner and Cody. You know, their prices can be pricey as well.
Yes.
So just a word to the wise. And if you are in Yellowstone because you do a lot of driving, I mean, it took us an hour to get to Old Faithful. Mm-hmm. It took us a half hour to get to Artist Point. And if we wanted to go up to Lamar Valley, that would have taken us an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. So you are using a lot of fuel. You can buy it in the park at certain places. But like I say, it is expensive.
Yeah. So then after Fishing Bridge, I thought, okay, it would be nice to just go to West Yellowstone. That's a town, mm-hmm, just outside of the west end of the park.
Right.
The west entrance. It's across the state line in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a great little town. There's a lot of RV parks there. There's even a KOA outside of that. But everything was full except for one park.
Oh, yeah.
There was a huge park there that had availability.
Wait for it.
But the only problem was it was $145 a night.
So they want a buck and a half a night.
I couldn't do that.
To park your RV.
I just could not do that.
And we were reading some of the reviews. Oh, it's a little tight in here. You know, it's like.
So I thought, okay, let's look at the north end.
Right.
So we ended up going out the north end.
Right. We went up 89 through the park, yeah, out of the north end, which turned out to be the best decision.
Oh, my gosh.
The ride, phenomenal.
Oh.
And we went to Mammoth Hot Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Just before you get out of the park, oh, is Mammoth Hot Springs, and it's a place you must go.
It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's got all the walkways, the wood walkways. It's just incredible.
But the drive, you go from pine trees to fantastic rock formations to the geothermal springs, and it's just knocks you out.
Oh, yeah. That route, RV Trip Wizard does not give you that route.
Right.
It wants you to go through West Yellowstone and up.
An RV Trip Wizard, for those of you not familiar with it, is kind of like, you know, you put in your height, your weight, your length and everything of your vehicle, and it sends you to the right route,
right,
so that you don't get stuck with a low bridge or in a dangerous situation. Well, they advised you not to take 89 up and out of the park.
Right, but there were rangers that we talked to. The ranger said, oh, yeah, you can get through there.
And we did.
Yeah, we did. It was tough. It was
tight. Scared the hell out of you a few times.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's absolutely gorgeous. You're going down 10% grades from the,
yes,
mountains because you're up 77, maybe 8,000 feet.
Yeah.
The corners are extremely tight.
Yeah.
We had to use the engine brake. Sure enough, my luck. Wide load trucks are coming up the other way.
Oh my gosh, the construction trucks were coming up. Those things.
And they
were
don't
big.
Slow down.
No.
But
they,
I did, because I'm like, hey man, I'm not going off the cliff with this RV.
Gosh.
But it was a
beautiful.
It was gorgeous. It,
yeah,
really was. So between her screaming.
So right after the Mammoth Hot Springs is Mammoth.
Right, the little
town
of Mammoth, right.
And that's still in Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool because there were all these elk just laying around the town in,
oh,
the grass.
Yeah, yeah.
Just laying around looking at everybody.
And the rangers were walking through. What, the rangers had bullhorns?
Yeah.
Because they're telling people, get away from the animals.
Yeah, you know.
Don't pet them.
Yeah, can you imagine these poor rangers have to deal with that all the time?
But the elk are just hanging out like, hey, this is ours.
Yeah,
and
just laying there.
It
was
is
the cutest
theirs.
Thing.
Yeah,
driving
it was.
Through and seeing that. So anyway, but I did find a place in Gardner,
right,
to stay.
Gardner. Mm-hmm.
It was $99 a night, but at least it wasn't $145.
But it was right on the Yellowstone River.
Yes, it was.
And it was like, wow, this is a cool place.
Yeah.
Right across the river are elk. I've got a picture of that one that has a rack that you just wouldn't,
yeah,
imagine. And right down the street, another herd just,
yeah,
grazing near the road.
Yeah, and once again, there wasn't really much to choose from as far as campgrounds. and they were full. So the only reason I got that site was because when I called, she said, somebody just canceled. So
you lucked out.
Yeah, I lucked out and I got it set up with her and she said, oh, good, I don't have to go out and put the vacancy sign up.
Right. So you can do Yellowstone on a whim. Make sure that you are constantly on your computer to be able to pick up any site that, you know, somebody cancels.
Yeah.
And needless to say, be prepared.
Unless you're somebody not like me that likes to plan ahead of time. Then go for it, you know.
Right.
Do it way ahead of time, but I don't know. I'm just
so I
that's
think
hard for me.
We had a lot of luck.
We did.
You know, but we didn't spend a whole lot of money, and we sure got a high return, don't you think?
Yeah, we did. It was beautiful to just drive all through there and see it. I know we didn't see everything. There's a lot we missed, but mm-hmm. at least we were able to catch so much.
Yeah,
it
and,
was amazing.
You know, we met some really nice people too.
Yeah.
You know, we saw a lot of vans. With European plates.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
Well, we're out of time for this week. We got to get going, and we got to start. Do you know where we are going to be in a couple of days?
Oh, we're going to Glacier.
Right.
Glacier,
but do you
National.
Have any idea where we're going to stay?
Oh, no.
Of course not.
I don't have any reservations. I just have reservations for the next two nights.
Oh, my
or
God.
Or three nights.
Here
so
we go again.
I know. I got to figure it out. I got to figure out where to go in Glacier. I know. I need to do my research. I'm a little bit behind.
Be back next week to find out what happened.
Yeah.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.